Hello.
Hello, my name is Jeff. I'm calling for an opinions research with a public opinions here a bit about Kern County. First of all, are you registered to vote in Kern County?
Yes.
All right, thank you. Moving forward, would you prefer to take this service in English or Spanish?
English.
Thank you. First of just confirm. Let me just confirm something. Yeah, perfect. All right. So I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances of your voting in the election for President, U.S. Congress, County Supervisor, and other offices on November 5th? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or don't you think you will vote?
I'm going to vote.
All right. Thank you. Moving forward, thinking about past elections in Kern County for local offices like county board of supervisors, do you always vote? Vote most of the time, only vote some of the time, or do you not vote in those races?
Most of the time.
All right, just one moment. Most of the time, thank you. All right, so generally speaking, do you think that things in Kern County are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gone enough on the wrong track?
Well, I don't know. I haven't been in Kern County that long, so I don't know.
Okay, no problem. Thank you. Okay, now I'm going to read you the names of some public figures, and I'd like you to rate your feelings toward each one as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If you have no opinions or have never heard of that person, please say so, right? Would you say you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of Leticia Perez?
I don't know who that is.
Okay, would you say you're unable to give an opinion of Leticia Perez, or have you never heard of Leticia Perez?
I've never heard of her.
Thank you. Moving forward, would you say that you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of Kim Salas?
Who?
Kim Salas.
Never heard of her either.
Thank you. Would you say you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of Kamala Harris?
What was the thing again? Very favorable.
Yeah. All right, you're saying very favorable, right?
Yes.
Thank you. So would you say you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of Gavin Newsom?
Very favorable.
Thank you. Would you say you have a very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of Donald Trump?
Unfavorable.
Somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Thank you for your answers. And would you say Leticia Perry is doing an excellent, good, just fair, or a poor job as county supervisor?
I don't know who that is.
Okay. Thank you. Now, overall, do you think county supervisor Leticia Perez deserves to be reelected, or do you think that someone new should be given a chance?
I don't know, because I don't know who that is.
Okay. Thank you. No problem. So if the election for presidents were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Kamala Harris or Republican Donald Trump?
Democrat Kamala Harris.
Thank you. And if the election for Kern County Supervisor were held today and the candidates in your district were Leticia Perez, County Supervisor, and Kim Salas, Assembly Member District Director, for whom would you vote? Leticia Perez, County Supervisor, or Kim Salas, Assembly Member District Director?
I don't know. I don't know neither one of those.
Okay. No problem. Thank you. Well, if the elections were held today and you had to decide right now to which candidate would you lean, Leticia Perez, County Supervisor, or Kim Salas, Assemblyman District Director?
I guess Leticia Perez.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Please tell me which one of these issues is most important to you in deciding your vote for County Supervisors. First one, jobs and the economy. Homelands, crime, climate change, roads and traffic, county taxes, housing cost.
Housing cost.
Thank you. All right, now let me read you a series of statements about Kim Salas for each. Please tell me whether this is a very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing reasons to support Kim Salas for county supervisor. All right, so is that a very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing reason to support Kim Salas on these statements? First one, streets and roads in Kern County are in bad shape. Salas will work to make sure that potholes are filled, drains and gutters are repaired, street lights work, and the trash and graffiti are cleaned up.
Wow.
So
I don't know what
to say. All right. Yeah, is that very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing reason to support Kim Salas on this statement?
Some convincing.
All right, thank you. And next one. Salas wants the county to do more to prevent drug addiction and stop fentanyl use. She'll work for more education and better community service to stop drug use before it starts.
That sounds good.
Okay, is that a very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing reason to support Kim Salas on this statement?
Somewhat convincing.
Thank you. Next one. Salas will work to make county government more responsive to taxpayers. She says Bexrail has been neglected for too long and that new leadership is needed to improve county services like trash pickup, road repair, and parks and recreation. So is that very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing reason to support Kim Salas?
Somewhat convincing.
Thank you. Next one. Salas will fight for a real solution to the homeless crisis. She wants a better mental health care and addiction services, more transitional housing, and improved child training programs. So is that something very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing reason to support Kim Salas?
Somewhat convincing.
Thank you. And last one. Salas says her top priority is to fight crime by making sure that the law enforcement agencies have the staffing and resources they need to keep our neighborhood safe.
Somewhat convincing.
Thank you. Let me move forward. Just to let you know, we are almost ending on this, just for information as well. After hearing more information, if the election for current county supervisors were held today and the candidates were Leticia Perez, County Supervisor, and Kim Salas, Assembly Member District Director, for whom would you vote, Leticia Perez, County Supervisor, or Kim Salas, Assembly Member District Director?
I've heard some good things about Kim Salas in this call, so I'll say Kim Salas.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a series of statements about Leticia Perez. For each one, please tell me whether that statement, if occurs, raises very serious doubts, minor doubts, or no real doubts in your mind about voting for Leticia Perez for county supervisor. The first one. As County Supervisor, Perez has cut funding for law enforcement and public safety. As a result, crime has risen and Kern County has the highest homicide rate in all California. Does that raise very serious doubts, minor doubts, or no real doubts in your own mind about Leticia Perez on this statement?
Minor doubts.
Thank you. The next one. Perez pled guilty to a conflict of interest indictments, moving her voting record as a county supervisor. She paid a $30,000 fine and was sentenced to 100 hours of community service for her offices. Those that raise very serious doubts, minor doubts, or no real doubts in your own mind about Leticia Perez.
Serious doubt.
Thank you. Next one. Last one. Perez does not show up for work. In her last two terms, she missed more board meetings than all of their supervisors combined. In the last year alone, she missed 40% of board meetings. With that being said, does that raise very serious doubts, minor doubts, or no real doubts in your own mind about Leticia Perez?
Serious doubt.
Thank you. Let me move forward on this. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as Democrat or Republican, or what?
Democrat.
Thank you. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or not a very strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
Thank you. Thinking in political terms, would you say that you're liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Can you repeat that, please?
Yes, absolutely. Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Conservative.
You said conservative, is that correct?
Yes. That's the Democrat.
Mm-hmm. Would you call yourself a very conservative or somewhat conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
Thank you. What is the last year of schooling that you have complete?
I got my GED.
You said GB, is that correct? Is that like doctorate or just to confirm?
GED.
Okay, can you please specify, is that something for a postgraduate or something like that?
No, it's not.
Okay, it's like high school, some college?
No, high school.
Oh, okay, thank you. Perfect. So, in what year were you born?
1963.
Thank you. 1963. Okay. So, are you anyone, are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
Thank you. And do you consider yourself to be white, African, American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, multiracial, or another race not listed here?
Black, African American.
Thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
Shante.
Thank you very much. All right, this concludes our survey for today. Thank you very much for your participation. I really appreciate your time, okay?
You have a good night.
All right, thank you. Have a great night as well. Be safe. Bye.
Bye-bye.